Are we on? Oh, we're on. Are you going to read your thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have a quick PSA.
Wow.
It's about...
That'll double our viewers.
Oh, yeah, we already lost one, sorry.
You did?
Yeah, we had 11 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
All right, order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right, going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off real saving money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information videos. That's PETA.org.
Wow. They must be thrilled about this publicity. This is huge.
I know. You know.
Do you think the viewers are sad that Erica's not here?
I'm sure.
Like all your loyal listeners are probably devastated right now.
Yeah, she does most of the talking usually, so I'm sure they miss her.
Huh. So you do like when someone else talks, because over the break you were telling me stop talking. You said, please don't do any of the things you said you were going to talk about.
Well, Erica doesn't say offensive things every post.
I have not said anything offensive.
Okay.
Almost, but...
I mean, just your ideas could, you know... That's why I had to shut them down. I'm sorry.
My ideas are stimulating.
Okay. Did you want to talk about the Tufts Daily?
Oh, I could talk about that for days. Let's see. What do we got in here today? Oh, there's something about the whole Palestine business.
Mm-hmm.
Should I touch that?
No.
I don't know. A lot of angry Facebook statuses today. That's all I know. Any Facebook status that at the end of it has like a read more thing, you should just not even begin reading that because it's going to be total bad things. It's going to be bad. trying to be clean.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's just going to be terrible. Anyone who's sharing their views on Facebook, just... Ugh, get out of here.
I mean, it's what makes the Tufts community strong, you know?
I haven't noticed that. Does not make it strong.
I guess. Well,
Eva.
People just support each other.
People do not support each other. People write these rants on Facebook.
Okay, sometimes they write their rants, but they're like, thank you for sharing your opinion. at the end.
The ones I read did not say that.
Okay, well, I've seen quite a few that say
they're like, oh, everyone here hates Jews, and like, I'm just like, I can't believe, like, people were like, I don't know, they were upset about a lot of people seem to be upset about the Israeli-Palestine conflict.
Really?
Why are they so what? They're really pissed.
Yeah. I don't know. I
feel really like rubs them the wrong way.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are complaining without understanding exactly what's going on.
Why don't you explain to us? I know, give us the spark notes.
I don't know if I know exactly what's going on. I'm just saying in general.
Okay. Oh, we got some sports news because everyone cares about D3 sports. is this radio show pro tops? Should I not be talking bad about the Daily?
Do what you want. I don't know.
Well, you won't let me talk about my Facebook feed.
Okay, fine. Talk about your Facebook feed.
Okay, well, I have to scroll through and see what I see.
I'm going to apologize in advance.
All right. I don't know.
For
I have
anyone,
to see
any offense.
I have to see what I find.
What did you think of my advertisement for the show?
Your advertisement for PETA?
No, for this show on Facebook.
Oh, when you
my
wrote.
Post.
Oh, yes, you wrote that we were going to argue.
Yeah.
That was true. You sent me a screenshot before you...
I did. I just wanted to confirm
want me
that
to approve? What if I hadn't approved?
Well, I don't know. I would have seen why you didn't approve. I wasn't sure if it would offend you.
I didn't realize I was replacing Erica. I thought you just wanted me to be an additional member.
That's okay. I didn't realize Erica wasn't going to come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, it was just an E replacing an E.
I don't know. Usually... I don't know. I have a big thing about annoying news sources. Like GQ. I follow GQ.
GQ Insider?
You can probably tell by the way I dress. But,
oh, my God.
and they always post, like, news articles. And or, like, their GQ's take on the news. And, like, I don't care what their take on the news is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If you know what I'm saying, I will not continue. I don't know. Nothing actually interesting on Facebook. It's too bad. All the time when I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed alone, I see all these interesting things that I wish I could complain
about. Are you sure you have friends
about.
On your Facebook feed?
I unfollowed all my friends on Facebook.
What?
No, so you can still be friends with your friends on Facebook,
yeah.
But you unfollow so
why
you don't
you
see what they
them?
Post. You don't have to see what anyone
no,
posts.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't care what people...
And like, why wouldn't you just unfriend them at that point?
Because I don't want to be mean. They don't know if you unfollow.
I know, but
like
would,
I only
they,
follow.
They wouldn't
I,
know if you unfriended them either.
Yeah, they can find. I don't know. I want to stay in contact in some way. Just like I just don't care what people have to post.
Superficially, you want
to
stay in contact.
Yes, if I ever, if being in contact with them would ever be advantageous for me.
That's good. That's good
I can
to
reach
say on
out.
The radio.
Yeah. So, if you post on Facebook a lot, and you're my friend on Facebook. I'm going to unfollow you.
Did you unfollow me?
No, not you personally. I just mean...
Okay.
I didn't unfollow you. Just play. So that's why when I scroll through, it's all news sources.
Wow.
Because I didn't unfollow them.
What an educated member of our society. Trying to be engaged civically.
Just trying to, yeah, not be involved socially. Luckily, most people do that for me. cut me out of the social world already.
That's true. We were just talking about how... Eddie was a weird kid in high school, even though he was on sports teams. And here he's still a weird kid.
Yes, you were saying it as if like, oh, back then when you were like the weird one, and as if now, ooh, what the? As if now I'm like cool kid on campus.
He's not.
Don't. Spoiler alert.
Okay, you want to play another song?
Ugh, I guess.
Okay.
Well, play the one that I added. Only remixes. Play the Two Door Cinema Club one.
Okay.
place you'll find what you're missing, but you didn't know was there. So when I say goodbye, you must do your best to try and forgive me this weakness, 'cause I don't know what to say. Another day, another excuse to be sent your way. Another day, another year. Maybe someday.
Do you have a PSA this time?
Oh yeah, I'll play one.
I want you to read another one.
I can't read another one. The other one has
You have
to
a real
played.
Knack for theater. Oh, Eva.
Hey, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, never, never. Never, never, never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Can you unmute?
Okay, I did unmute. Don't worry.
She unmuted me because I was talking smack during the PSA.
He was not. He was just screaming.
I started screaming so I could reach your mic.
Oh, God. Never quite made it
but
to
then
talk.
You muted that one. You got me.
Sorry.
No, does Steven Tyler have anything more to say? Or
I think that was it.
He doesn't want to talk to us about PETA?
Drunk driving is a really hard thing. No.
It's really hard?
I don't know if he's...
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, no, it's...
It's a hard thing to top, you know? It's very serious. Did you know Miley Cyrus is vegan?
And Waka Flocka Flame.
Really?
Yes. I learned that when he came to campus. That was earlier this year, right?
That was last Cage Rage, wasn't it?
No, that was first semester, sophomore year.
Oh, I didn't go.
Why not?
I'm not into Waka Flocka. I'm excited, though, for Spring Fling. It's going to be
Why? Which artists are you excited about?
All of them. Did you hear Red Mercedes? We should play Red Mercedes by Aminé. It's really good.
Oh, no. Is that a new one?
Relatively new, but like it came out like... during spring, before spring break.
I don't know. I only know that song, Caroline.
I'm aware. If you didn't know that, you probably just never went out.
It's a larger topic. Oh, we were going to talk about memes.
Yeah, Eddie has a really insightful thing to say about memes.
I was going to, yes. Well, because I was saying right now we're memeing. Because
really?
Memes are just words over media, and that's what we're doing right now. We're wording over the radio. This is an audio meme over the airwaves.
Via microphone.
Here you go. I hope this meme hasn't gone out of style yet. Amazing. This meme's been cool for like,
I bet you, wait, 70 years. I wonder if we lost any viewers.
Better than
that.
Harambe. How many are we at?
Well, we're still at 10. Damn. I thought we'd lose a lot more by now.
Memes come and go, but not radio, apparently.
Yeah.
If you count 10 viewers as still in style.
You know, it's also like a 120. I think when people drive around, like during the day when they're coming home from work and stuff, I'm pretty sure our counts.
How far do these airwaves go?
It's like all of Medford.
So like 3 blocks?
Medford's really big. It has like 30,000 people or something.
Wow.
I think.
That's a lot of people not listening to us right now.
I mean, okay, this doesn't count the two of us. So we technically have 12 listeners.
Wow. And if each listener has 2 ears, then... Wow.
Sorry, I'm a math major. I can't help it.
Yeah, I was going to pull out a calculator and do that 10 plus 2, but I trust you, you math major. I'm just going to take your word on that one.
Wait, 10 times 2?
No. It was 10 plus 2.
10 plus 2.
Then the, well, then the ear
the
thing.
The sum times 2.
The ear thing adds a whole new level.
Yeah. That's like the next grade of
what math. Is that? Like an integral?
Yeah. I really probably
what is that? The sine, cosine?
No, that's something else.
What's your favorite meme?
They all make me laugh.
They don't all make you laugh.
They do.
Do you like the Tufts meme page that we have now?
I love the Tufts meme page. I haven't posted anything in the Tufts meme page.
Neither have I.
I
don't know how to.
I
don't know
when she posted one. I don't know. I don't. I feel like you should post a meme.
I don't know how to. I've never. If I thought of a meme that I thought was funny, I would post it. But I've never like written a meme.
Wow. Maybe
I speak over
just,
life.
Maybe if you just stop talking for a couple seconds and thought.
Yeah, well, I can, maybe, but we'll never know.
What a shame.
Such an instance has never and will never occur. So,
yeah.
I don't know. No, wait. I think I had some meme idea recently and I told it to someone.
Did they tell you it was a bad idea?
No, they said they liked it.
Oh, then why don't you do it?
Because I don't know how to use a computer.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm getting really pretty good at Excel, though.
Wow, that's like the same thing. That's what you need to make a meme.
Oh, I'm just saying in talks of computer. wait, oh, no, but sometimes people post un-Tufts-related memes, and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, sometimes they're too general, and you could tell that, like, it could have just come from anywhere. You need to make it, like, a Tufts-specific meme.
Repost.
Yeah, you could tell when they get it from, like, the UC pages. A shame to creative minds everywhere.
Yeah, no, but that's. But then I don't like when I find them funny, then I have to stop myself from laughing because I don't like the idea of someone posting that in the group.
Wait, why? Oh, well, like the generic ones?
Yeah.
I see. I feel like I've already seen all the generic ones somewhere else. Me and my roommate.
Oh, I didn't realize you were so cool.
No. We just.
No,
we tagged,
I just. You should have started with that.
Oh, God. We just tag each other in like 10 memes a day. My roommate and I.
Who's your roommate?
Alana Zielinski. Did you meet her?
Maybe.
You've been in my room. You probably saw her picture on the wall.
I don't know. I'm not good with names.
It's okay. Old man Eddie.
Speaking of names, I have a new Twitter. Should I plug my new Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
At Eddie Futterman. It's my new businessy. Well, I'm trying to be more businessy.
You know, because he's in a startup now, so he's got to create a new image for himself.
That's true. Not a new image, just like if people ask for my Twitter or something,
yeah.
I don't want to give out my old jokey one.
Yeah, at interviews, they always ask me for my Twitter handle. They always want to follow me.
Shut up. No, it's a thing. Like, what if someone's like, oh, can I tag you in this tweet?
Like, but who tweets anymore other than Donald Trump?
People tweet. People still tweet. No, I mean, I don't know.
Like Chrissy Teigen and stuff.
The thing is, once you again, another issue of following too many people. If you follow too many people on Twitter, you can just never catch up. Like you scroll and scroll and scroll, and you never see, except for the Donald. Yeah. You always see his.
I would never follow him.
You hear about the president?
Huh?
You hear about the president?
What about it?
It's Trump.
Really? I had no idea. Thanks for letting me know. When did that happen? Wait. Oh my God, did you hear those voices outside? I think it's our
fans.
Are
they rioting? Oh my God, guys, we're just normal people, just like you, okay?
We just keep having to shoo them away. God, they just want to see us talk on the radio. You know, we go to classes with these people. They're just obsessive. It's kind of scary.
They're just like, talk with that radio voice again. They're like, okay, I'll do it. Like, talk about PETA. everywhere Eva goes, talk about PETA. Talk about PETA.
Hey, I don't do that.
Hey, Steven Tyler, talk about drunk driving.
Oh my God.
You know, we're in the same boat. We're in the same boat. So, how did everyone like the remixes we played? Just kidding. Radio's not interactive.
I mean, people can call in. Lily called in once. Let's see if we lost anyone yet. We haven't. Wow. Who I wonder if these people just passed out.
I don't think these people
listening.
Are actually listening. Yeah.
I mean, okay, we've been below 10 before. So, like... Stop. He's trying to scare me.
I should have waited to eat my chips until I got here.
That would be so funny. Wait, did you see that video of that college kid and he would just like eat in the library and like stand behind people and eat chips in their ear?
That's funny, but
or like watermelon or something like super loud. It was really, really funny.
I mean, that's funny to watch a video of, but when I'm in the library and people
I would have smacked him. Okay, you want
to
play a song?
No, I would have like sent Snapchats of myself looking annoyed to my friends like, ugh, like when people eat like... Do they not know it's quiet? But I would never confront someone about it.
Eddie only sends mass Snapchats and he doesn't really post to a story.
I do not only... Yes, I never post to my story. However, I did tonight because of the video of us.
It's just because it's me, you know.
Well, you post to your story all the time. Because usually I don't want...
I don't send mass snaps. I'm really bad with
I don't
Snapchat
always
it.
Send mass... Sometimes I send mass snaps. Today was a big mass snap day because I had to show everyone my mustache.
Oh, of course.
No, but I don't want... Opinions. I have so many people on my Snapchat that...
Oh,
I don't
people.
Want to know about my life. Like
I delete high school people and people I just don't talk to. I just don't want to see because they're always out to dinner and stuff. And it's like, it's the same food over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets repetitive.
Snap stories are, that's tough.
They're a lot. Also, I like to click through all of them. So
you go through all the snap
stories? I do.
Stories?
I delete people. So I only have like 40 people right now.
Oh, I never go through. Sometimes I'll look and see if like anyone who doesn't usually post is posting because then you know it's like a big deal.
Do you watch mine?
Sometimes.
That really hurts my
feelings. You post a lot.
I do.
All day, every day.
Well, because I just don't Snapchat people, really.
You Snapchat me? You used to.
Used to. That's only when I want someone to eat with.
Are those mass snaps?
No, I'm kidding.
She nods.
It's just you. Because we don't text. Everyone else, I just text.
We text too. We texted earlier.
That was today, but earlier than today, not really. Wait, I want to see. I want to look real quick.
At our texts? No, because we got dinner the other night, remember?
Okay, literally all of our texts are like, when are you leaving? And are you at Carm? And where are you sitting? And what are you doing tonight?
Because I like the person-to-person, face-to-face conversations.
Of course.
You know, you millennials are always, you know, sending your picture texts and your disappearings, and I don't know what it is.
Snapchats?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Learn something new every day, Grandpa. Okay, I'm going to play another song.
Which one are you going to play?
I'm going to play, it's called Nine After Coachella by Kashmir Cat.
Can you just play that?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought I only played two of my songs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, don't mute me this time.
I have to mute you. It's disrespectful to the artist to have to hear your voice over their music.
I can add a little something.
I really can't believe that.
I can, like, if they're missing, like, a hi-hat or something.
I feel like that would ruin the song for me permanently, and I could just never listen to music the same. It's okay. Maybe you can get your own radio show and do that one day. Maybe people will want to hear that.
Maybe you... fine. Mute me.
ever be mine. I like the way your body moves. I like the way you spread confusion. I like the way my heart is cooling on and on. You'll never be mine. I like the way your body moves. I like the way you spread confusion. I like the way my heart is booming on and on. You'll never be mine.
Picasso, Duke to run my snatch beat. weeks I'm out wandering. This didn't fly like yondering. Skin of my tooth like, skin of my boot like, flying my suit like, where's the waitress? Can't take this, really can't fish this. These ears and all these graces. It's my mistake, I make it. Shade up to the moon, now break it. Bounce, wiggle, shaking all them veins out. Chemical cutthroats, bound to blow the brain out. Hurt to the brain, this ain't no game. I show no shame, I birth this brain. I twist the cane, I twist the game. I push the blame, it's plain as day. Known to what these sayers say, known to what these doers do. It's you and who and you know where. We's about to take it there, we's about to make it clear. We happy on, we lonesome. The lone drum, the beat heart, the start to finish. 10 spoons of spinach, the soul and the spinach. The cup that runneth over, we turn up the ogre.
Hope you didn't miss Eddie's voice too much.
Eva certainly didn't during the break.
I had to hear it the whole time.
We were talking about how she never sleeps because she is always doing math. Yeah. Because she's a math major.
Applied math. There's right. a difference.
What is the difference? It's probably not that interesting.
Math. No. Well, pure math is more theoretical, and I'm more into the numerical side of math, which is applied. It's going to be applied to sciences and econ. We'll see what I apply it to in the future. Anyways.
And what's your favorite number?
3. Except for I don't like groups of 3.
Groups of 3 people?
Yes.
But what about groups of 3, like, food?
You know, I think that would be okay. What do you mean groups? It's like a 3-ingredient meal or like 3 different, like
3 scoops of ice cream.
And a starter.
Well, that's 3 cherries on top.
Oh, I'm okay with that. 3 is a good number because it's like a lot, but it's not so much that it would look like you got too much.
But doesn't that depend on what it is?
No, when would 3 be too much? 3 slices of bread is okay.
On what?
Just by itself.
I'll tell you one thing, not on the Big Mac. It's my quip.
I've never had a Big Mac.
Oh, because you like pita. Though now McDonald's has the Mac Junior.
What is that?
It's like a Big Mac with all the same ingredients, but it's like less meat and less bread.
Oh, how nice. Well, when I used to eat at McDonald's,
less meat. That's more vegetarian.
I suppose so, but I feel like you would just get 2 of them. Because
no,
wouldn't it just be less filling?
The whole reason you order is because you don't want as big a sandwich.
Oh, I see. Why don't you just get a different thing that's not called that burger?
No, because it doesn't have the Big Mac aspect of it. You don't understand.
I'm sorry. I just never had... I only used to get, like, the chicken sandwiches.
It's so good. I'm a big McDonald's fan.
I think the fast food industry in general is disgusting.
I do, too. Like, I agree. Like, it's disgusting, the idea of it. But I... You know, if I'm... When I travel back and forth, like, Boston, New York.
Yeah.
South Station. That McDonald's, like, I go there all the time.
I bring snacks with me. And then I don't have to fuel like the trail fast mix. Food Blech. Industry. Well, trail mix has M&M's in it, and I can't eat M&M's. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Oh, then we were talking about startups.
Oh, yeah. So Eddie's in a startup. In case anyone hasn't heard, you know, he's an entrepreneur now.
I'm not here to plug the startup.
Oh, you're not? It's called Spark. You should check it out.
No, it's not called that.
Oh, it's not? Did you guys change the name?
Well, we're going to change it.
Oh, sorry.
So don't say the name.
Okay. You got to stay tuned. Just follow him on friend him on Facebook. He might unfollow you, you know, but...
But I'll stay friends
with you.
But
then you'll know, yeah.
If you post too much, I'm going to unfollow you.
Yep.
Follow me on Twitter, actually. I need more followers.
That's true. He does need a lot of followers. But no one wants to hear his pointless rants on Twitter.
Well, no, that's the new thing. On my businessy Twitter, I'm not going to have my ideas on it. So I won't have...
Wait, what exactly are you going to post on? Are you just not going to post anything? Or are you just going to like tag people? Are you going to like share articles? Like, what's the point of it?
If I do anything interesting in my life, I'll write a little bit about it, I guess.
Okay, but you only have, like, what is it, like 40 characters or something?
140 characters.
140. Sorry, it's been a while.
And endless ideas.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You could just, can't you, like, just post, like, 4 tweets in a row and, like...
Yeah, that's what the Donald does.
Let's not talk about the Donald. He makes me sick.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but we were talking about Warby Parker.
Oh, yes. They send you a couple of...
It's five. They send you five.
They send you 5 glasses and then, or, like, the frames of them. And then you can try them on and see which one you like, and then you can just return the rest of them. Or you can return all of them if they all suck.
I heard about them in a TED Talk today.
Oh, really?
Which, by the way, they just let anyone do TED Talks nowadays. I don't get it.
Well, because all these institutions are hosting their own TED Talks, and like high schools have them and stuff.
I don't get it. If I were like the TED brand, I wouldn't just let people use it like willy-nilly. Like, then you have these people who are not good speakers who get up there like in front of the word TED, and like it just makes them look bad.
That's very true.
So well, I don't get that.
Maybe the idea is to like spread awareness. Maybe they have a different goal in mind than you would. You know.
Well, I thought the idea was to have like experts in certain fields talk about what they're passionate about.
That's true, but maybe they also want
like it should be someone who can present it well.
I know, but maybe they want people to like high schoolers and like college students to like gain experience by letting TED be one of their first experiences in public.
Go on YouTube. I don't know. Just like today, I was watching some YouTube ones. And I didn't think the people were that great.
What a shame.
Like, it was a shame.
Yeah.
And then I had to do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to come here. I was going to go to sleep at 10:30.
Yeah, but, you know, Eddie asked to be on the show over the weekend, and I just wanted to make his dreams come true because, you know,
he's always
been the weird kid, and I just wanted him to have a nice moment to look back on.
You act like you don't love me. You
That's
love me.
That's because you harass me every day.
I brighten your day.
You make me cry.
I haven't made you cry.
Did you made me cry the other day. Just thinking about it brings tears to
my
eyes.
Wait, did I make you cry the other day?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. Hear about the Tufts Daily?
We're not doing that again. Okay. I'm going to not play your song, and I'm going to play the song that I wanted to play.
Fine.
Sorry. Okay.
Don't mute me this time.
Do you want to read?
Oh, wait.
What?
For the last song, I was doing impressions of the song.
Oh, yes.
Which I like, or the song that you played. What was that song? Nine?
Yeah.
I liked that song. That was the first time I heard that, and it was very weird, and I liked it.
Do you want to read the sign off?
The sign off?
It's right behind you. Turn around.
Then I'm not going to reach the mic.
Okay, what do I read? Just memorize it. This is blank. And you are listening to...
This is Eddie Futterman, Twitter, at Eddie Futterman.
This is Trenchcoat season.
This is a pleasure.
No, just read what it says in the thing.
Wait, what is the radio show called?
This is Trenchcoat season.
This is Trenchcoat season, and you are listening to... Well, you're probably... Odds are you're not listening to this if you're not one of the 9 people who fell asleep with it open on your phone. But if you're one of those people, you are listening to 91.5 FM, because everyone listens to the radio, WMFO. What does that stand for?
I don't know. Continue.
WLMFAO.
Like Medford Freeform something? I don't know. We're not in Westminster. I don't know.
Medford. Yes. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, and we're going to close off with some Nirvana. So, Eddie, you want to say bye now?
Yeah, I'll be here next week. I'll be here every week because I'm sure I'll be invited back.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, good night, guys.
All right, good night.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, when did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. Girl, my girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver. Just about a mile from here, his head was found in a driving wheel, but his body never was found. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through.
They'll be